Hey, welcome to the podcast. It's John and Jackson right now, and this is a very special week of our podcast.
Yeah, we decided to take a little vacation, treat ourselves.
Yeah.
So we don't have new podcast episodes for you. But we wanted to make sure that your feed was nice and updated with something.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So we had intern Nico. I was about to say I did it, but that's not true. Mm. I don't want anyone to think that I actually work hard.
Our show is above honesty.
Yeah.
If anything else.
That's true. We don't take credit for anything.
No.
But we had intern Nico go through and slap together these best ofs. So he picked the clips that he liked the most from our show, smashed them together, and we're going to do like 30-minute best of episodes every day this week.
So if you know of someone who has never heard our show before, what a great week to tell them to listen so they can hear nothing but the prime stuff, the grade A.
Because there's some fluff. Well, listen, I edit a 1 hour 30-minute podcast every single day.
Yeah.
With the three of us.
Uh-huh.
And I'll say, makes me laugh.
Uh-huh.
I think it's funny.
Uh-huh.
I think we're a good time.
Sure.
Is it all necessary? Certainly no.
No, not at all.
But these are like the essentials.
So tell a friend, get them a listen this week, and we'll be back with new episodes next week.
Yeah.
I gotta be honest, before I walked in the studio, I was having a very frustrating morning.
I could tell.
Could you tell?
Yeah, you were a little... You get quiet.
My computer was not working. It was freezing every single second I tried to do something. I was just trying to get our show ready, like the stuff we talk about and printing it out and making sure we can fill 4 hours, and it just would not work for me. And I was about to be like, you know what? It's been a good day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just gonna head on home and we'll try it again.
Your computer can smell fear.
Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, you were too. It could tell.
I've had the worst luck between my computer and our printer out there, which is the bane of my existence. Yeah.
And the server.
And the server.
Can
here.
We just talk about
yes.
the server?
Yes.
Oh. And them trying to fix the server by taking us back in time.
They
eight
deleted.
Days?
They deleted like half of Monroe's stuff. Accidentally, when they were trying to transfer from one server to another.
Yeah.
She was not happy. A new survey revealed that 15% of people have lost their patience and attempted to destroy a gadget, which were my feelings this morning.
Ugh.
What do you think the most annoying tech problems are?
Internet.
Slow internet is number one. Yeah. What else?
Printer.
Oh, yeah. The printer never works.
Number nine.
Really?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You think it would be higher, right?
Uh-huh.
Phone battery.
Always
dying.
Number 10, phone battery keeps dying quickly.
All the time.
Yeah. Number 2 is slow computer, which is what I was dealing with.
Skynet.
Skynet's going to win one day.
Skynet's going to win. They're coming
yes.
for us.
I'd like to welcome our overlords from the computerverse right now.
I'm excited.
Are you?
You know why? They'll make logical decisions.
So you're just gonna...
They won't get bogged down with human emotion. They're just like, yeah.
You guys are just jumping on the dark side?
Oh, yeah, we're not
just
part
right
of the resistance.
You're not even going to try?
I'm hoping to
you're
actually...
You're not even going
to
try?
No, I'm hoping to be their PR person.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I wanna be there. Whatever they need me for. I can't wait for computers to take over. Oh, my gosh. The world's going to be so much better when computers take over.
We're going to run so quick.
They're going to make everything run smoothly and efficiently.
In the meantime, I'm going to ride off in the sunset on Arnold Schwarzenegger's motorcycle.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah. We'll see you at the final battle.
Have fun. Good luck getting blown up a bunch of times by my awesome robot buddies. So what's up, guys? We're going to TGI Fridays after this or what?
Ha, 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 ha. Just like the robots that Jackson's hanging out with always. Like, all right. What else? Pop-up ads. I don't find pop-up ads to be annoying because... I don't get them on my computer. I have like a blocker, I think. Number 4, Wi-Fi keeps disconnecting. The problem here. Number 5, passwords.
Ugh. Yeah, that's fair.
There's going to be a hacker someday that figures out the one password that I have.
But you have to change it. Like, I just had to change ours here. Don't you ever have to change your password?
Yeah, you just go to the very next number.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if it's... password 1.
Right.
Then you go to password 2.
Sure.
And you can do that for infinity.
I like to change my complete phrase and numbers each time so it's very confusing for
That's
me.
Fair.
So like each computer has something different and I can never remember which password goes to which thing. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's like sometimes I have to do show me the money with my numbers in there, exclamation point. Other times it is pen 15. You know, it depends on where I'm at. Yeah.
You're just trying to, you're trying to be too funny.
It's too much, isn't it? Uh-huh. Yeah. I got a question for the two of you.
Okay.
Yes.
Adults who do baby talk to one another.
Okay, to one another?
To one, I'm not
in
talking.
In what context?
I'm not talking to a child. I'm not talking
or
like
a hamster.
Oh, Monroe.
Oh, man. She's
we'll
Monroe
get
on
then.
This hamster.
I know.
We're going to, this has to be a separate topic.
He's just
yes.
a little thing.
Yeah, I can't stand, I can't stand adults who do baby talk. In, I can't.
In what context, though? Like, what are we talking about
well,
here?
Well, I'll tell you that I remember back on the Keeping Up with the Kardashians when I used to watch it.
Uh-huh.
Courtney, no, Khloe Kardashian used to talk to Tristan. That way a lot.
Ugh, like, I bet she regrets that now.
Yeah, right?
Okay, so like couples.
Couples who do like baby talk.
You hang up first. No, you hang up. No, you hang up.
Oh, hi, little baby cakes. How are you?
Oh, don't make the kissy
yes
noise.
Or no is what I'm asking
no
you. I got a buddy who's in a new relationship.
A dude?
Yeah. And they're in like the romance part of the
yeah
relationship.
They
you
are
know,
just,
like,
they just fell hard for
yeah
each other.
Yeah, they like each other.
Yeah.
They're happy to see each other.
Oh, man.
Right? Remember that part?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a long time ago.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, wow. All right, John and Monroe, loveless marriages. Okay, we're going to write that down.
And they talk to each other in baby talk.
No!
Who's my little cootie patootie?
No. Okay, wait. Okay, wait. I'm
what
trying to... to bash this because I had friends that do you remember the show Hug a Bunch?
No.
Okay, anyways, it was a long time ago. But they used to do this thing together. They'd go, "Oh, hug a bunch." And then they'd sit there and they'd hug each other like as tight as they could.
Uh-huh.
Hug a bunch.
Yep.
Hug a bunch. No.
That's what I'm saying.
But
okay, hold on. Yeah. Here's what I'll say. You guys are both poo-pooing this so hard.
Indeed I am, sir.
It's a fresh relationship. It's yeah not going to last forever. And like part of the, one of the cute things about being in love is that you do gross things
yeah
like this. And like, just let him have it for a little while.
Yeah.
Now, if it goes on well into their relationship, that's a cause for concern.
How long are you allowed to do baby talk before you have to knock it
a
off?
A year.
You get a whole year?
You get a whole year.
I'm trying to hate on this really hard.
Uh-huh.
But thinking back on my relationship.
Oh, no. Did you really? Did you talk to your husband the way you talked to your hamster?
So it started and we'd call each other like cutie patooties.
Uh-huh.
But now it's just, it's evolved to just pootie.
Okay.
So when we still text each other, pootie.
That's cute. I like that.
Is that like
that's
baby
a nickname
talk?
Baby talk is where you use the baby voice really at each other.
Okay, so like
I feel like it's not just a nickname.
Nicknames.
I think every
okay
it's okay if your relationship has a nickname.
But we used to be like, "Oh, you're such a cutie patootie."
Yeah, that's a no. What you did just there, that's a no.
Oh man.
But see, but she did it at the beginning
George
of her relationship
I feel like,
too.
I feel like I need a spray bottle of water and I need to spray her and tell her no.
But that's, it's so cute.
Yeah, Monroe, now yes.
Yeah.
It's too late into the relationship to be doing that. But I just feel like baby talk is, it's, listen, it's gross, it's nauseating.
Yeah.
I get it. But it is, I think, an important first step
so
into a relationship.
So you think every relationship needs to have
not
a form
needs to,
of baby
but
talk?
Most do.
No.
It
I will tell you right
to
now, if I was a single man and someone was like, we're
yeah
going to talk baby
but
talk.
But you don't get to say anything because you haven't been single since you were
yeah
like 16
it's
years
a good
old.
Point.
And,
yeah.
I mean,
you don't know what adult relationships
I
are
really
like
don't
outside of your own. No.
Yeah. And what has your buddy like been through to get to this point to finally have?
I think he's just happy someone's answering his calls.
Kay
like, I
and
I'm not just messing around.
He's such a good boy, Jonathan. Leave him alone.
I know, exactly. He is in love. Yes.
He's just in love.
But can't you just say, I love you?
No.
Give a hearty
love
handshake.
Is blind.
Later.
Get a hearty
give
handshake.
A hearty handshake.
Please.
Three pumps. Two, three. And
again,
then say, I love you.
If this is going, if the baby talk is going a year into the relationship,
uh-huh,
that's a cause for concern.
When can I start mocking him?
Oh, now.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
I can go ahead and start mocking
absolutely
him.
Because another important part of the early stages of a relationship mm-hmm is getting ragged on by your friends.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
That's just natural yeah selection right there.
So we're all right yeah with that part.
Like, if you can get ragged on by your friends over and over, and you still want to baby talk with that person, that means it's for real.
Oh, is that true love?
That's true love.
Oh. And he's also going to fire back. You have to be prepared for him to fire back with, you're just jealous that I'm spending more time with her now.
That's going to be hard for John because John conditioned but he cannot take
it.
Ain't
that the truth? You don't have to tell like it is.
That's so rude, man.
Baby talk with adults. I'm not talking to another baby. Listen, you have a cute little baby. That's fine. You can talk as much baby talk as you want.
Do you talk baby talk?
Did I with the kids? A little bit. I'm just not that person. Like, you guys, that's just not who I am. I feel like I'm a poser if I try to do that kind of stuff.
Because it's not you.
It's just not who I am. Right. Yeah. But
I mean, I think you're a poser for many other reasons.
I'm going to whoop your butt later on.
Oh, really? With those Bowflex muscles?
We're talking about little baby talk. Little baby talk.
You can't do it.
I've never been less attracted to you, which is hard because you've really set the bar low, but man.
So you're telling me that's not the way to do it?
No.
Don't.
You sound like you've got a mouthful of water and you're letting it slowly dribble out.
It's like gloopy.
No, gross. No. You're the worst.
So we're asking, is baby talk something that adults should do to one another? I have a buddy in a new relationship. He's doing it. I'm against it. Bless his heart. He's very happy. He's in a good relationship.
He's very happy.
I'm so happy for him. But if he doesn't knock off the baby talk soon.
Yeah, it is annoying. It's annoying for you, but you know what? It comes with the best friend territory.
John.
He's fallen in love for the first time.
Google it. Baby talk strengthens a relationship.
Does it?
I don't know. That's someone's.
Oh my gosh.
Let's Google that. Let's fact check.
I'm going to call my husband right now and try to baby talk him.
I'd like
to
have Snopes go over whatever source that came from.
I don't believe that was true.
I don't believe it for a second.
Right. I cannot agree with Jackson Moore. I don't remember what your point was.
So. Basically, you two were quick to poo-poo the baby talk. And all I'm saying is it's a natural part of the beginning of a relationship and it'll eventually fade. So just leave them alone.
I work in veterinary medicine, so I hear a lot of baby talk. One time we had an owner tell us not to baby talk his dog.
Oh, yes. Oh. You talk to him like he's a dignified elderly man.
Yes, exactly.
Like you talk to most. That's how I talk to most dogs. I'm like, oh, hello, sir.
Come, Bonnaby.
Are you ready for your appointment?
In my opinion, baby talk is never okay. It drives me crazy when my mother-in-law talks baby talk to my 10-year-old, but not to my 14-year-old. My 10-year-old still acts like a baby around her, and I feel like it's a huge reason why.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You treat me like a baby. I'll show you what a baby does.
Right, exactly. Baby go boom boom.
Ah! Oh, whoa. No. You're 10. Why did you go boom boom?
That's terrible. Yeah. Heck no. If someone started to try to baby talk with me, I would start worrying about what weird fetishes they might have. I'm an adult. You better act like one. I don't think that text is far off. I had asked both Jackson and Monroe, if you had to take insurance out on your most valuable body part, what would it be? And let me say this, because I know you guys, because I would say the same thing. It's our vocal cords, right?
My throat.
Your throat, because without it, we are nothing.
Or we wouldn't have a job.
Right.
I wouldn't have as colorful of a vocabulary either.
It's true. So you cannot pick that as your answer, okay?
All right. That's lame. That was my answer.
No, well, you can't
have
it. You
gave me 6 minutes to think about it.
No, I'm taking that away from you. You're going to have to go back to the woodshed. Think about it for a second here.
Fine.
Does it have to be an outer body part?
I don't...
Like your pancreas? Is that what you want to
hear? Like an organ?
My brain,
No. Listen,
if my brain is broken, then no amount of money in the world is going to fix it, so...
I'm just saying for multitasking. I can show people how to do things. All right, take my brain.
I want something physical.
Okay. Your brain is physical, by the way.
Stop it.
It has to have skin on it.
I'm insuring my arms.
Why your arms?
No, that was mine.
For a couple of reasons. One, it's what I used to scratch dogs with. So it's very important.
Mm-hmm.
Two, I have a lot of tattoos on my arms, and I paid a lot of money for these tattoos, and I'm not about to get ripped off because I lost a couple arms, all right?
Right.
I have a few $100 on these arms that I want to keep nice and fresh. You know what I'm saying?
You're right about that. You've invested.
I've invested in my arms.
So you should have taken insurance out to protect your investment.
A return on investment.
Yes.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mine is much more sentimental than that.
Oh, okay. Let me hear yours.
I wanted to insure my arms because... As a mom, I was thinking of what I use the most, like to care for my kids. And it's my arms that hug them.
Oh, that
I
is
would never
so
want to give that up.
That. Yeah.
Well, as a dog mom,
right?
I need my arms to scratch my dogs, which was my first point.
But you would lose your arms because you flipped over a mountain lion and tried to tickle its
belly.
First of
all, you don't get arms back. My question wasn't, what are we going to magically give you back if you lose?
No,
it's
I know.
It's just what's insured.
So if I don't have my arms and I'm not allowed to scratch my dogs, then I need enough money to pay someone to come scratch my dogs.
You are going
to
just use your insurance money to pay for a dog scratcher.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait. Is there something? Is there a follow-up? Or
I just was. I wanted a clarity. With the conversation?
Yeah, it's okay. I'm going to hire a 24-hour dog scratcher.
Sure, who's just there at your dog's beck and call.
Yeah, when she needs a little attention, when she's feeling lonely.
The dog's looking at you, Karen.
Yeah, Karen, you're my arms now. Go scratch that dog and bring me another shake.
Poor Karen.
She's fine.
She's going to be okay?
She'll be okay.
All right, the insurance money pays well, I think.
Exactly.
Hi, Mix.
I just wanted to let you guys know that if I had to take out an insurance policy for one of my body parts, it would definitely be my right eye because I have no left eye.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
Hold on. Do you have a glass eye?
I have a prosthetic eye, yeah. It's made out of acrylic.
That's cool.
They don't make glass anymore, Jackson.
Yes, they do.
No,
I know someone with a glass eye.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
He paid an obscene amount of money to get so he had a glass eye that he had painted to match his other eye.
Yeah.
But then he put it in and it wasn't quite right.
Yeah.
So instead of paying to get it fixed or buying a new eye, he just got a colored contact to match the other eye.
Really?
Yeah.
So let me ask you that. So with yours, is it painted to look like your right eye?
It is. They did an awesome job. So what they do is they just sit you under like a really bright light so that they can get like all the details.
Yeah.
And they paint your iris on like a black button. And then the blood vessels are actually fine pieces of red thread. And it looks so real.
Wow.
Gosh. That's awesome.
Can I ask a really weird question?
Oh, of course.
Did you lose the eye?
I did. I unfortunately was in a bad car accident when I was 18. Oh. And the guy who was driving was under the influence and he was 16 and didn't have a license.
Oh, my Jeez. Goodness.
Dang.
Oh,
my gosh.
So, that was pretty fun.
I love that you called in and you are the most fascinating call of ours. Of the year so far.
Yeah.
Awesome. That makes me happy. We love listening to you guys.
Oh, thank you. Well, have a great day, okay?
You too. Take care.
A list of bizarre celebrity tweets, including some stuff from Kim Kardashian, has hit BuzzFeed. For example, Kim Kardashian did tweet out, "What if we spelled people like this? Peephole, like P-E-E-P-O-L-E.
Peephole.
Like peephole?
Peephole.
In the door?
Yeah. No. What?
No hole. There's no age.
Mm. Yeah.
People.
It's peephole.
Or Lindsay Lohan. Hello, Facebook. Yes, this is actually Lindsay. Welcome to my Facebook page. Let me remind you, these are tweets. Not Facebook.
Oh, Lindsay. Oh, honey. Poor baby.
She just makes it so easy.
She really does.
Did you guys see what she just posted on Instagram?
Oh, it's like a healthy lifestyle, and she's nude.
But she's nude. That's what I don't understand. Like, it's a photo of her being nude.
All right, hold on.
Healthy, young lady.
I think it's an old photo. I think that's from a shoot she did years ago, not a new one. And then it just doesn't seem the healthy lifestyle fits the photo that she was.
Woo!
It doesn't seem the healthy lifestyle fits the chemicals that she has in her body.
That also. Jackson, are you looking at the photo right now?
Yeah.
New photo, old photo?
I don't know, actually. Because she looks very grown up in that fit in her face.
Oh, in the face?
You know what I mean? Like she looks, that looks
look
like.
Look at the under eyes. The under eyes.
See, I was going with, do you remember years ago she did a Marilyn Monroe photo shoot?
Oh, I don't remember that.
I think that's one of those photos.
You know what, though? That would make sense as to why she's wearing the big blonde
wig.
Right.
That's what makes me think that.
Yeah.
Healthy living. Again, these are celebrity tweets that should have never been tweeted. Jaden Smith.
Oh, Jaden.
Jaden should have never had a Twitter.
Should I just say Jaden Smith and be done?
And move on.
If everyone in the world dropped out of school, we would have a much more intelligent society.
He's the worst.
Oh.
Well, yeah, because then you read a book and all of a sudden you're smarter than everyone.
Jaden Smith did drop out of school and likes to tell people that he can control time with his mind.
Uh-huh. This is what happens when you get raised with too much money. When the world around you just hands you everything, you don't realize that regular people have to learn things and work and know skills. That kid's never had to develop a skill in his entire life.
Of course not.
Never. Everything he's ever wanted has been taken care of
for
him.
Yeah, right. Something as simple as going to a movie premiere. You know what I'm saying? Like, uh-huh. What that would mean to an average person versus him showing up late.
I know. We give those away as like flyaways. Like, hey, yeah. We're going to fly you to a movie premiere. Mm-hmm. And he shows up late. I'm going to clean this one up from Diddy, kind of.
Good luck.
It's past 9 o'clock, right?
Yeah.
For all of those just tuning in, I'm 6.5 hours in on a 36-hour tantric session. Welcome.
What?
Dang. Is he live tweeting his tantric session?
Why is he live tweeting it? Exactly.
That's hilarious. That's hilarious.
That's so funny.
Good job, Diddy.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, like tantric in his mind and mine are very different.
I think he's just being silly.
That's hilarious.
But so funny.
That's super funny.
Yeah.
That's exactly what Twitter was built for. Keep it up, Diddy.
Justin Bieber, if chickens could say, love me, that'd be awesome. I don't know.
Do you want to eat something that can say, love me, love
me? That'd be terrible.
That'd be terrible.
It would be like the seagulls in Finding Nemo.
Mine.
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 Love me.
Mine.
Love me.
Oh, yeah, I will
love
kill
me.
It. Yes, I will kill it.
And the morning, first thing, the sun comes up over the mountain. You expect to hear a rooster craw, but all you hear is, love me! Love me!
We're asking you to choose the news this morning. You got three stories to pick from. Jackson, your story is...
It's time we talk about your hygiene. John.
Monroe.
10 modern conveniences that have improved our lives.
And I've got Get Ready for a Game of Thrones album. Just going to go ahead and say, wouldn't mind having one vote this morning. Got a few hundred votes.
None of them for John.
Wouldn't mind having one.
There's Game of Thrones. It has one song and that Ed Sheeran song, I guess. They have two songs.
Bum, 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 bum.
And then the one Ed Sheeran did.
How funny would it be if it was just celebrities doing the bum bums?
That would be great.
I would buy that album.
I would too.
Maddie says, Jackson, please help John with his hygiene. Love you guys. Have a great morning.
Really spreading some rumors around here.
I'm Mix. Who's this?
Hey, it's Jordan.
Jordan, how are you, man?
I've been doing pretty good. How about you guys?
Doing excellent. How's the weather for you today?
Rainy.
Yeah, I hear you. Go ahead and choose the news, Jordan.
We got 2 votes for Jackson today.
Woo! 2! You hear that, John?
But it's 1 phone call, so it only counts as 1 vote.
No, it does.
I'm pretty sure that's a... Monroe!
No!
Monroe!
You can't do it like that.
All right, Jordan, thanks for the 2 votes, man.
No problem.
This text says, love the show. It's my first time voting, and my vote is going to Monroe.
Yay!
Monroe. But I just want to say that you guys hate on John too much. He usually does a great job with Choose the News. Thank you.
We tease him, but we actually like John just fine.
We hurt the ones we love the most, right?
You guys must really love me.
We do.
Jackson, my mom says I have the best hygiene in the family. I wash my face every morning, put on lotion, deodorant, and even body spray. Well, congratulations on that.
Good for you, honey bunny.
Let's see here the winner. With 63% of the votes, Jackson!
It's been a while. I got to dust off.
That's right. Stretch it out.
Woo! All right. So over 50,000 people recently took a BuzzFeed survey that looked into America's showering habits. And they wanted to know what was the most common ways to shower.
Yeah.
So do you guys, I'm going to ask the two of you, do you shower in the morning, at night, or both?
If to shower to get clean, I do the morning. But sometimes I'll, like, you know, take a shower at night if...
To relax?
Yeah.
Always at night. Sometimes in the afternoon.
Gross.
Oh.
I do the Bowflex for 20 minutes. I'm all sweaty afterwards.
Sure.
Gotta clean myself off before dinner.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but I feel like sleeping makes you dirty.
No, see, I'm a night shower. Unless I... Because then you're going into bed dirty.
I agree.
I don't want to get into my bed dirty and then just sleep in my own filth all night.
I agree with you, Jackson. Unlike Monroe and that look that you just got from her.
I can't believe that look
that
I
was
just
a
got.
Dirty look.
Especially in the summer. Like, I'm a sweaty dude.
Yeah.
I can't be going into bed with that crusty, salty sweat all over.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I don't see that because you'll come into You'll come into work and sit in this tiny room with me every day with that crusty, sweaty salt all over you.
But he showered the night before.
I showered the night before.
He's fine.
Sleeping makes you dirty. No.
I showered like 6 hours before I saw you.
Please dude, you like, you drool and...
What do you do when you sleep?
Stink and...
But I don't want to know what goes on in Monroe's bed because that sounds like a full contact sport.
She's like, and you got to burn the sheets every morning also.
Everyone showers in the morning. Watch any movie of somebody showering and they're doing it in the morning.
All right. Well, the nice people at BuzzFeed, the 50,000 people that took this BuzzFeed quiz, 28% said morning, 43% said night. Overwhelmingly
shut
night.
Up.
A quarter said both, which means that a quarter of people are liars. And 4% of people say they shower in the afternoon, which is strange, but also like not totally strange if you work like a swing shift or something.
It just depends.
Yeah. All right. What part of your body do you wash first? When you get in there, you're all soaked up.
Top to bottom, baby.
Top to bottom.
Top to bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you start with your hair.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Do you wash your hair every day, Monroe?
Not every day, no.
Yeah, that's too much work.
But when I do, I go hair,
face, neck.
And neck, yeah. And
well,
I
actually,
the body soap.
I start from the top, I get down to the waist, and then I start from the bottom and move up because you want that center part.
So you tell me you meet in the middle?
Yeah, you got
to. Well, the butt has to be the last.
Yeah,
you can't wash your butt and then your legs.
Yeah, I'm not gonna use the same washcloth that I used on my nethers to wash my knees.
Yeah, well, I agree.
I stop at my knees, as you know.
I forget every time. Upset. So the number one answer was hair with 65%, then body, and then face. So some people start with their face and then move to their hair. I feel
it's
like that's counterintuitive.
I agree.
And then we've got, do you use body wash or soap?
Body wash.
Body wash.
I was using soap for a long time, but not. Yeah, I switched recently.
I feel like it's just become
the
norm. What is the percentage on that one?
24% said they use soap. 75% said they use body wash.
I'm not shocked.
Have you ever cried in the shower?
Yeah, on Christmas Day, actually.
Well, yeah, because you can't cry in front of your kids on Christmas.
Gotta go somewhere.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's the birth of the
That's
Savior.
Exactly
you can't
why.
Cry in front of your
Mom
kids.
Mom couldn't cry on Christmas and ruin it for everybody, so I'll just go in the shower, do it alone by myself.
Yep. 78% of us said that they cried. Can I tell you that when I was on Biggest Loser for like the first probably 2 months, I wanted to go home every single day, and I would go into the shower and I would cry about it.
Oh, really?
And like, your whole body is sore, so you can't even wash your hair. So you're just kind of like leaning up against the wall while the water hits you.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
And you're just like, what am I doing here? This is the worst. I hate it.
Oh my gosh, that was totally me.
Yeah, you just cry uncontrollably. All right, do you use a washcloth, a loofah, or just your hands?
Washcloth.
Oh, I'm a loofah fan.
Really?
Yeah.
No,
I like the loofah.
You can't get in the little places with the loofah.
How many little places? The
Again,
nooks and crannies.
I'm very intrigued.
Dude, you can't get your belly button with the loofah.
Yes, you can.
You can.
You just stick your finger through one little piece of it, so you have just like...
I know, then it's just your finger.
No, it's not, because then there's this little piece of loofah on it. And then
I've never seen such disdain at the two of us.
She's furious right now. I don't know what we're
doing it wrong. Look, cleaning's my thing, okay?
All right. And the most important question on the survey, do you pee in the shower?
Yeah.
No, never. It's never okay to pee in the
shower. Never okay?
I have let my kids pee in the shower.
Well, I hope so. It's part of being a kid.
It's also part of being a 28-year-old. Because I, too, pee in the shower.
No, it's not. You don't.
80% of people said yes. And I think the other 20 are lying.
Amen.
Everyone pees in the shower.
Thank you, Jackson.
I don't pee in the shower.
Oh, man.
Ever.
Bro.
The toilet is right there. It's two steps away.
Her nose is going.
Thank you.
Right now.
The toilet, it's.
She's
two steps away. Some bathrooms, it's even one.
But
some
why
bathrooms,
am I gonna
the
waste...
toilet's right next to the shower.
But why am I going to waste the water in the toilet, flushing the... when I'm using the same water?
Thank you for being green
Thank
and caring
you.
About our world.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
It's definitely not because I'm lazy.
No, not at all. It's because you care.